Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the folks are really voting. I mean, this is one of our most active polls ever.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Love an active poll.
Which of the terms would you use? And I also asked you, if you have another term, please submit in the comments. And there is one that came up that I think is also a rather interesting one. Which of these terms would you use to describe what kind of a job Matt Rhule has in year one at Nebraska? Is it a rebuild, a reload, a reset? That was the term Sipple used earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Or starting from scratch? The one that we just heard Scott Docterman mention. Reset, 49%. Rebuild, 25%. Starting from scratch, 16%. Reload, 9%. Okay. In my opinion, there's one really wrong answer, and that's reload. So I'm glad that only 9% see it as a reload, because my analogy is that's implying that the gun was already working.
Yes.
Well, the gun hasn't been working for 6 years, so yeah. It's hard to reload a bad gun.
You know what
gun.
The gun is? No spoilers. The gun is the gun from the movie we watched last week. That's all I'm going to say. That's what the type of gun Nebraska's had was.
Oh, we're going to talk about that movie, all right.
No, the movie we watched last week.
Oh, last week.
Remember the gun?
Well, there
the
was
movie
a gun
week?
In the movie we're watching for this week, too.
Wow, so you're...
Spoilers, John. I haven't watched it yet.
There is a gun, Nick.
Wow. Yeah, it's a movie made in the modern times. There's usually a gun.
Of course there's a gun.
Wow. Hell, if they remade the Care Bears movie, there's probably going to be a gun in it.
Am I sensing you being triggered about the new movie?
I'd love to see Bullet
Find
Bear.
Out Friday on 1620 The Zone's
All
Movie
right.
Club.
All right, so we're going to disagree. Wow, you're going to be Sipple and I'm going to be Josh.
But the other word, by the way, that was brought up in some of the comments was remodel.
Good Lord. All these words basically mean the same thing, except for the reload.
Kind of. They do.
Somebody just tweeted at me about that remodel as well. Needs a fresh coat of paint.
It certainly does. But again, I think which is what's interesting about this exercise, whether you want to use one word or use a rating system or however you want to look at it, I think it's a window into what you expect of this team by the end of the season. If you think this truly is a reload, then I'm guessing you think that this is going to be a bowl team, and you're expecting it to be a bowl team this year.
John, yeah, if you think it's a reload, it's not even that. It's like division contender.
If you truly think it is rebuild or starting from scratch, which you could argue is the exact same thing, I would tend to think that your expectations are going to be a lot closer to where mine are, and that is, I'm not expecting a bowl game this year. What I'm expecting this year is to watch and see how this team looks and how this team performs and how this coaching staff responds to a brand new situation. This is brand new. Matt Rhule is not walking into college football 2017 when he took over Baylor, right? Was that the right year? 2017?
Yes. Yeah.
College football 2023 is not college football 2017. It is different.
Mm-hmm. It is different.
Different.
Also, the Big Ten Conference is a hell of a lot different than the Big 12. Notice I said the conference is right.
Good job.
Plus I don't have to add a quarter.
Good job. Proud of you.
And that's where a lot of my hesitation comes from in terms of not wanting to set an unfair expectation in year one. And I believe a bowl expectation, not prediction,
which is what
bowl
I,
yeah. expectation is unfair in year one for the reasons I mentioned, and the fact that, hey, Matt Rhule's track record has been year one usually pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that way again. And with the transfer portal and some of the additions that they have made, maybe it lifts the floor a little bit. But the ceiling that you're running into is called the Big Ten Conference. And it's new and it is unique to this coaching staff. And I think there's a learning curve that's involved here. And then I also think, yeah, Nebraska is bringing back a lot of experienced players.
Including,
but they've all experienced one thing more than they've experienced anything else.
Losing.
Losing.
A lot of it.
And you've got to change a culture. Scott was right. Scott Dockerman was right. The culture was the biggest fix that Scott Frost needed, and he just went from a bad culture, and it was just a different bad culture.
Yeah, different types of bad culture.
It didn't improve anything.
Yeah.
It was just a different kind of bad culture, but at the end of the day, the end result was the same, losing, and a lot of it.
Yeah, just in different ways. They traded out getting blown out for losing because they kept shooting themselves in the foot over and over and over.
Precisely. So there's a lot of work to do. To me, year one isn't going to tell me about what year five or year 10 is going to look like under Matt Rhule. It can be a glimpse.
Well, certainly, if they were able to make a bowl game, I think that,
if they were to make a bowl game, I would say they have exceeded my expectations, and I will be happy to say that. But unless they plan to really turn this corndog movement serious and literally transfer in the Georgia starting lineup.
Can they? Now that is a team that I would like to win. They reloaded.
They have the right to change my mind, but they ain't doing that.
No. So you are in they are rebuilding slash starting from scratch.
They are to a degree. I mean, starting from scratch would imply that they're wiping everything out.
But
they're wiping out enough where you can call it a rebuild. You remodel. You remodel something, it's going to look very different from what it used to. It is in the neighborhood of, or the universe of, a rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes people get so, true to the exact definition, and they hear starting from scratch, and they're like, it's not literally everyone's not new. It's like, yeah, duh, because it's college football. You can't have 100 new players and 10 new coaches, or 11 new coaches. But you know what? They have 10 new coaches out of 11. They have one head coach, and they have 9 new assistants. You know, out of 11 coaches they have, if that's not starting from scratch, but
plus I don't remember what the stat was. I thought maybe Sean Callahan pointed it out, but it's like all but 10 or 12 of the behind the scenes staff.
Yeah. All that
has
also
changed out, and they have a big staff.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes that aren't the 10 full-time assistant coaches. They've changed everything virtually.
But look, this is,
except for the carpet.
This is kind of funny, but it's also, there's some truth to it. Travis says, I'm not sure why people would say / think that Nebraska starting from scratch is a bad thing. Starting from scratch or resetting are not horrid terms. And the way I thought of it was if you hear your food is made from scratch, you're not like, oh, well, this is going to end horribly. No, it's just you're starting from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a break. But I think you are right. The reason, apparently, that there's a lot of anger this week is that I don't think people want to be told again that the team is, going to be bad, but I believe that they can turn it around. And there is a lot of Kool-Aid again, as there always is. And there's
offseason national champions.
And it's new Kool-Aid, right? Because you don't know the faults of Matt Rhule yet. You know, last year there was still Kool-Aid, but a lot of people that at once, myself included, I raised my hand, you raise yours, that we bought in all that stuff back at the end of 17 into 18. We weren't doing it anymore, but people still were. Well, now you don't have to be pessimistic because it's not the same head coach. You're able to buy in a little bit more. But I think you're right. I think the end game expectation, I think that kind of shapes how you view it. But I really don't think that there is that big of a difference between rebuild, reset. You know, there is between, if you say reload, but rebuild and reset, resetting a culture. That is a part of rebuilding a culture. It's all the same, we're talking about maybe the difference between you saying, I think they'll win 4 or 5 games, and me saying, I think they'll win 6. It's not that big of a difference in the end. So I don't know. Feels like this has been making a mountain out of a molehill.
Possibly.
John says it's a makeover, to go back with some of the things you said earlier.
Amazing Daniel, as we see on the YouTube comments, semantics implies that the words aren't really that different. Sipple wrote a whole article trying to say it's one and not the other with a definition, which was to downplay how difficult it would be. Yeah, I think the use of the word reset is a soft, because, we've heard of soft resets and hard resets.
Mm-hmm.
But just to me, generally, the word reset is a softer word than a rebuild. To me.
I guess so.
To me, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe that's not what he was trying to get to, but then, with the defense of the players, and yes, he's right, there are a lot of players coming back, but they've also turned over a lot in that room. They're going to be at least, what do we think, 40 new scholarship players.
Right now there's 37, and so if you have to cut down the whatever, 101 to 85, that means you're losing 16 players. The majority of those, and I think we can all say this, the majority are going to be previous guys, not new guys.
Right.
They're not bringing in new guys just to cut them immediately.
Right, you know? Unless there's, you know, a grades issue or whatever the case may be. But you're looking at potentially almost half of your 85 scholarships will be held by different people who were not here in the program before.
A couple more comments. This is a text from Adam. He says, I think NU makes a bowl game, 7-5. They would have made a bowl last year if Frost had been fired before the season started. They wouldn't have lost to Northwestern or Georgia Southern and gotten 6 wins and maybe more with a different start to the season. I actually think Rule is inheriting a decent culture. Mickey laid a lot of groundwork in flipping the culture last year. That, on top of maybe what Sipple said, you know, and I poo-pooed it a little bit, the warming up for Iowa. I mean, it's a if it was a team that believed they could win, you know, in that game, I imagine that they will have more confidence, you know, going into this season than they did. Brian, along those lines, says, I think it's funny Frost had a rebuild, quote-unquote rebuild, when the team he took over remembered going to a bowl game and a 9-win season, whereas this team hasn't even had a winning record. Yeah, I mean, when Frost took over, they were only 2 years removed from a 9-4 year, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
We were putting a lot of weight on
bowl games for Mike Riley.
We were putting a lot of weight on one year.
On 1 year.
And look, I would
especially the finish of 1 year after the boss got fired.
Yes.
And it was a foregone conclusion that head coach is coming next.
I'm with Trent. He texts in to 402-951-1620. This is stupid. Yes. This is January. Holy crap.
Wow.
I
thought it was a nice conversation.
It's obvious.
It could be a good conversation.
I mean,
it's being called stupid.
It could have been. People just.
Are we going back to not talking football? Okay.
We're talking NFL. Never mind. Rebuild, reset. Are people really excited about the NFL? Do people even watch it anymore? Some people, John, watched the NBA last night because they have TNT now.
You're old.
How am I old?
I'm Josh, and I have cable.
Nick, it's cheaper than streaming.
Mr. Cable Boy.
It's cheaper.
Did you get the box that you have to walk up to and turn the dial? Does it have a remote?
Had to mess with the rabbit ears.
Well, that literally is not cable.
Oh, oops.
That's
antenna. I guess I'm paying someone for nothing then. Weird.
How many channels do you get? Does it go up to 36? Does it go up to...
Well, better. 36 is TNT. Oh, what a life. What a life.
Well, coming up, Chiefs fans are mad. Preemptively.
What are they mad about? No! Are we saying Patrick Mahomes is great instead of the greatest?
Apple won't shut up, and the Cowboys Twitter account has been owned by an NBA team.
Okay. We're going to live online now, John? Good Lord. I thought you were an adult.
I am an adult.
Living online. You're too into Twitter these days. I keep telling you, get off Twitter.
1620 The Zone is turning Wednesdays into Woodhouse Wednesdays today.
Oh!
Today!
Oh!
Seriously, folks, get to 1620thezone.com right now because you can win a Woodhouse prize pack, which includes a Yeti cooler.
Do you know how much those things are?
Those are expensive,
yeah.
And they are good.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our Yeti cups.
Oh, I don't have mine today, but yeah, they're great.
Gift cards to Casey's.
Oh, pizza. Breakfast pizza.
You can use it on the new expensive gas. Thanks, Biden inflation.
Not again.
Rocket car wash certificates,
Keep
your car clean, oil change certificates to Woodhouse, and more. Plus, each winner who claims the Woodhouse Wednesday prize will be entered to win the grand prize of $2,600.
So
which
you
means
can
you can win the Woodhouse prize pack and then be qualified to win the $2,600 in cash.
Wow, that's even bigger than when we did four-quarter pick'em.
It is.
Holy moly. Wow.
And it's
so wait, all I
got
to do is go to 1620thezone.com?
Yes, go to 1620thezone.com right now and enter Wednesdays.
There
Woodhouse,
it is.
Woodhouse Wednesdays.
So on the main, John, so you see our video, see our faces.
Just scroll down past our ugly faces and click on the link.
Can I register?
No, because you incited a war with Steve Sipple. 1620thezone.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.